You mentioned the statement put out today by Nemtsov, et cetera, calling for abolition of Jackson Vanik and making the point that the failure to do so plays into the hands of those who are anti-American, and they specifically made a reference to President Putin. The high hard one is as follows. The closest analog I'm aware of is back when the U.S. had the famous Helms-Burton legislation. Helms-Burton then against Cuba. It's kind of like Jackson-Vanik against Russia. And the Congress sent a study team to Havana to assess the impact on U.S. interests of the Helms-Burton legislation, which of course tried to tighten the embargo and limit the economic exchanges with Cuba. The congressional delegation came back and said, we came to one main conclusion. The Cubans that are on our side, the U.S. side, want to get rid of Castro, want to democratize Cuba, et cetera, tell us that that legislation in Cuba is widely called the Helms-Burton-Castro legislation because it strengthens the hands of Castro enormously. He said even Castro's opponents have to oppose Helms-Burton, and so it actually rallies more support to Castro, hurts our interests, should be abolished. Do you find that same kind of phenomenon in Russia, that the continuation of Jackson-Vanik actually hurts U.S. interests in the country?
Without question. I mean, yes. Let me talk more about what the Russians say. I mean, the statement today was an important one because they're saying it now as opposed to intermediaries like me saying it. But here's how it plays internally, right? Remember what Jackson Vanik was for in the first place. It linked higher levels of Jewish immigration to most favored nation status. By the way, you know, I wrote about it at the time. Tremendously successful piece of legislation. I think it was very important legislation at the time. But the problem of Jewish immigration since 1994, every year, you know, there's a process that we go through to authorize that, is not a real problem. So what happens to the debate inside of Russia, this becomes, these Americans so hate Russia that, you know, this issue that went away 20 years ago is still there because, you know, they're out to get us, they're out to destroy us. So it's a burden on the human rights activists. It's a burden on the Jewish community, by the way. I see Mark Levins here. I went around to talk to many leaders of the Jewish community before this trip, knowing we'd be here. Not a single person supports Jackson Vanik being on the book. It's a burden on them. It's not a useful argument for them. And so they would just as soon to get rid of it and have a more interesting, modern, contemporary conversation about the real issues that are facing those people, as opposed to having, you know, their opponents just roll out this, well, these Americans are so irrational that they're still, you know, withholding this for something that is no longer the problem. Let me also remind everybody that it used to be a different debate. I think this is a very important point. Before Russia had agreed to join the WTO, and now the Duma is going to ratify that sometime in May or June. That's going to happen. Before that happened, there was an argument that we disagreed with the Obama administration, but at least you could defend the rationality of it, which is let's hold Jackson Vanik as a way to put pressure on us to get the right deal for WTO, to put pressure on, and that Russia did care about WTO. At least some people in Russia did. It's a hotly debated issue, as Anders knows better than I, but the pro-market, open folks, they supported it, and so they wanted it. That did create leverage on us. It worked, by the way. We heard those arguments.
Holding on to Jackson Vanik makes no sense. And if you're right, before, certainly our study, which incidentally is out for you to pick up on the way out, I encourage you to do so. It's on the table. It's by Anders and Gary Huffbauer. Makes the case, as Mike said. But if you're right that that's a no-brainer in economic terms, which we certainly think you're correct, so then it comes down to linkage.